Blog Talk Radio.
Because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, Torah Chesed, Torah Rachamim, instructions of kindness, life, and mercies. This is the 115th class of Soul Class, Soul being an acronym for S70, oldest, or original, U, universal, El Laws, the seven, Noah had come and Shevim, it's B'nai Noach. We're listening to a cut from the new album from Isaac Baton. Here comes the time from his Generation Redemption album. And blessed souls, I want to let you know that today is a very, very special day. But before we get into the special aspect, special quality of today's day, I remind you that the seven Noah High Commandments spoken in a very terse fashion right now, just so you can do a little bit more research on the matter, blessed souls, is number one, to not blaspheme the Creator with the Creator's name. Two, not to serve idols. Number three, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. Number four, not to commit acts of idolatry. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it is still alive. Let me just go back to, again. I lost my thought. Let's just start it all over again. Number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with the name of the Creator. Number two, number one, not to blaspheme the name of the Creator, the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit acts of idolatry. Number three, not to commit acts of premeditated murder, number 4, not to commit acts of adultery, number 5, not to steal, number 6, not to eat a limb of the animal while still alive, number 7, to raise righteous statutes to back up the 6 axiomatic commandments, which are more than just 7 commandments, blessed souls. Now, it really doesn't matter to me, blessed souls, if you're listening in to the live or archive version from Nairobi, Kenya, if you're in Texas, if you are in California, if you're here in Brooklyn, if you're in Kessa Crown Heights, Brooklyn, uniting the nations one class at a time through Torah instruction. Torah is a Hebrew word referring to what people would normally associate with biblical teachings. And we of Israel humbly come to remind and point out to everyone that there are written and oral instructions. But before we go further into the special aspects of today's program, I want to read a short poetic piece by a brother in arms, soul, and spirit. His name is Exile. That's how he's identified in Facebook. If any of you want to connect with him, you type in EX, then space ILED. And this is the good vibes he sent me 12 hours ago. Greetings, blessed brother. Just passing through with a special blessing for you and all that you love. And here's his poetic efforts, blessed souls. Every day we all struggle to reach that unknown place. Like the babies who only know, everything has a different taste. But life is so much better when all the negatives are erased. Life is so much better, yeah, when we live in a positive way. Hey, give thanks for the spiritual bed I am in and for the positive vibrations always emanating from your divine spark, from one heart love. So we're going to shout out a greeting and blessings to Exile, Brother Soul. Thank you for sharing that word with me, and I shared with hopefully many, many other people, all embedded with the divine soul, the divine image. And to give a little description of today's class, which is Class 115, Quantum Torah, Part 3, blessed is our Creator. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls, all empowered by your divine image to seek out your inner purpose in life. And you can go see it written in Genesis 1:27, quote, "And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. He created them," unquote. During our show, we hope to strive to immerse our minds upon the quantum relationships between acts of charity, tzedakah, and connecting with 4 qualities of the soul. Source materials for our humble efforts will include from a Hasidic discourse from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Ben Ish Chai, and Rav Hillel Halevi of Parich. Meanwhile, may the Most High bless and anoint you and your loved ones to seek the pleasantness and peacefulness of Torah study and implementing within your blessed soul garments of thought, speech, and action. To learn more about these concepts and more, I recommend the following links: www.chabad.org, www.thewellsprings.org, www.innerorg.org, and www.asknoah.org. That being said, blessed souls, today is Yud Tes Kislev on the Hebrew calendar day, 5,772 years blazing and grazing into the creation, corresponding to December 15th, 2011. And today was the day of liberation, is the day of liberation, always will be the day of liberation for the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, although he did not live in Lubavitch himself, Reb Shneur Zalman, Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi. And Rebbe Shneur Zalman wrote a seminal work called Tanya. Tanya is, from the inner dimensions of Torah, a type of shell that surrounds the human heart to make a person dull, insensitive to the human condition, which ultimately the human condition is, connected and configured and constantly refiguring, me'esh me'ayin, from nothing to somethingness, every moment to the divine image, the Tzelem Elokim. And just to give a hint of what type of teachings we're talking about that actually caused him to lose his life, to show you how evil has always been around, and he himself taught that evil people run the world, and those evil people will have to subdue themselves, hopefully very soon in our future. Right now, to the Mashiach Tidkenu, our righteous Messiah, the Aryeh Shel Yehuda, the Lion of Jew, who roared out Torah Chadashah, revealing new dimensions of Torah, not to destroy the old Torah, the foundation upon which he shall reveal things that have never been revealed before, to bring the human family together, call Mishpach Adama, because people want to just put all the blame on the Satan, which the Satan is an angelic force who does cause a lot of trouble, or balagan, as we say, at home. However, people follow in negative ways and say, oh, it's the Satan's fault, but they don't take responsibility for their own actions. So therefore, we want to call upon people to reevaluate. Yes, there is an angelic force that the Most High put into the creation to test us, to see if we can carry out the Most High's will and to go in the way that we originally created to be, to work and guard the planet and be in communion with each other. But a teaching from the Alter Rebbe. Can you imagine, this man was put, he was in jail for 53 days, corresponding to the first 53 chapters of the Tanya. And when you learn Tanya, it breaks the shells of insensitivity within your heart and opens up the light of your divine image that you can bring down into your human intellect. He taught the following. Compassion destroys hatred and awakens love. Again, let's say that again. Compassion destroys hatred and awakens love. In the Hebrew, harachmanut, harachmanut mevatelet asina umetereret ahava. Harachmanut mevatelet asina umetereret ahava. Mercies destroy hatred and awaken love. So we want to destroy something in this world, blessed souls. It's called hatred. Now, this week's Torah portion, blessed souls, that the community of Israel, internationally speaking, will be reading from is Parshas Vayeshev. And if you want to be in communion with us on a spiritual level, wherever you are in the world, you should turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 1. And we'll conclude our reading of the Torah in Genesis, the Bible, as you call it, the Old Testament, although there's nothing old about this eternal testament, love letter given from the Creator to us through the mighty prophet Moses. So this week's Torah portion and scriptural portion ends in chapter 40, verse 23, and we'll also be reading from the Haftorah, from Navi Amos, or the prophet Amos, chapter 2, verse 6, and concluding in chapter 3, verse 8. That being said, Blessed, we want to now turn to a teaching concerning the quality of life. Quality of life is the essential aspect of the seven high commandments and the 613 mitzvahs, commandments that we of Israel are commanded to keep. And a certain teacher who lived from about 1795 till about, I think, 1760, his name was Rav Hillel Meparich. He was a Levite, and he was a trusted chassid, follower of three Lubavitcher Rebbes, all direct descendants of King Solomon and David. And he taught the following about life and different qualities of life. That he said that within the context of many qualities, kama bechinot bechinot hachayim, different levels of qualities of life, and this is taken, I'm plucking out from this book, his sefer called Pelech HaRimon, which unfortunately has not been translated into English. Hopefully it will be one day. That the first level he wants to indicate to us that there's a quality of life which is called Amuna, faith. And what is the basis for that teaching? Well, we have to go to Habakkuk, the Navi Habakkuk, in chapter 2, in verse 4, where it's concerning Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, it was written, behold, his soul is defiant, it is unsettled in him. But concerning the righteous, for the righteous shall live through his faith. As we would say it in the Hebrew, Hine upla lo yashua nafsho bo evetzadik be'emunato yichya. So we see that the wicked Nebuchadnezzar was not at ease even before and during and after he contributed, though he was allowed to from the Most High, to destroy the first temple and cause Israel to incur their first exile since the redemption from Egypt. But the point I want to bring out to you, blessed souls, is Rav Hillel Meparich wants us to know that there's a level of life called faith. And your faith contributes to the quality of your life. Now, the second quality of life is a quality of bechina of ahava, a quality of love. And Rav Hillel brings out the proof of that is from chapter 63 in Psalms, from Na'im Zmirat Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel, King David, who wrote in chapter 63, verse 4, with his Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration, chapter 63, verse 4, for your kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. And in the Hebrew it reads, Ki tov chastacha mechayim sefotai yishab chuncha. So we see, blessed souls, a quality of life is connected to the love you have for the Most High. And also you should include in your love of the Most High the love for your fellow human being. The next level of life that Rav Hillel wants us to be aware of is that level of love which is connected to yira, fear. Now, people have a lot of difficulty dealing with this idea of fear because people have implanted in their minds through lack of scriptural knowledge or other different types of disciplines, whether it be secular or faith-based disciplines, a fear to the point where a person becomes too contracted and too full of trepidation because they've been overwhelmed by someone else telling them they must fear this and fear that, even in their fear of God, that many people have unhealthy levels of fear. But the type of fear we're talking about here, and Rav Hillel wants to point out to us, is a fear which is talked about in none other than the works of King Solomon. In chapter 19, and that would be verse 23, that the fear of the Most High brings life. Such a person will rest sated and not be remembered for evil. And in the Hebrew, we would read it as Yirat Adonoi L'Chaim V'Soveh Yolin Ba Yepoked Ra. So how can we get some sort of accurate approximation of what type of fear is healthy, that it is something that adds on to a person's life and quality of life? Well, we all have relationships, blessed souls, hopefully, and hopefully many, and healthy relationships with other people who seek our welfare and not our detriment. And we all fear to break those relationships. And the implications of breaking those relationships are rooted in the idea that we shouldn't do or engage in certain activities that would break the relationship. And so with that being said, blessed souls, we fear the Most High because we don't want to break our relationship, because He is our Makor Kol Chayim. He is the source of all life. So if He is the source of all life, and since we are living, breathing beings, embedded and blessed and anointed with the divine image, why would we want to break that relationship? And we should fear to break that relationship because we're literally cutting ourselves off from the source of all life. So those are three qualities of life, blessed soul, that we try to promote: love, fear, and faith, or faith, love, and fear, or love, faith, and fear, whichever way you want to configure it. That's the teaching of Rabbi Hillel Meiparich. Hopefully in the future we'll share more of his teachings. From the Ben Ish Chai, talking about the quality of life, blessed souls, the Ben Ish Chai wants to teach us from his elucidations in this Torah portion of Vayeshev that it's known that a person has powers which are sanctified as they relate, or holy as they relate to his or her soul. Now the soul is really an uncompounded blessed entity which ultimately is rooted within the wisdom and desire of the Most High, that entity should come down as a microcosmic particle, a little piece of quantum energy, so to speak, limited in its scope, but yet within its essence, a piece of the Most High, of the Ein Sof, the Infinite One. And so there are many different types of qualities embedded in the human soul that the inner dimensions of Torah and masters of Torah, like the Ben Ish Chai, want us to be aware of, so we get a closer approximation. We don't guess what the soul is. We get a knowledge of what are components which emanate out of the soul. So the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know that there is a level called Ruach, spirit, neshama, soul, nefesh also, nefesh being the lowest quality of the soul, Ruach, the spirit, neshama, soul. And then there's a level called neshama, neshama. There's a soul to the soul, which is called chaya. There's actually a fifth level called yechida, but the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know that it's very important to know that most people don't access it on a regular basis because of the pristine nature of this level called yechida. But the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know that pulling out from the Shara Kavanit and the gates of intention, that man down here has these four qualities, and that their soul to their soul has an aspect within it which is called Chaya. It's also connected with the idea of wisdom, the wisdom embedded within the human soul. The level called Neshama, or just plain soul, has a quality embedded with, which is known as Bina, understanding, the ability to elucidate and elaborate on that wisdom embedded within the human soul. Then there's the Ruach of the human soul, the spirit, which is the expression of Tiferes, which is a synthesis of the right and left configurations of Chesed, kindness, and Gvura, and restriction or might, and it distills out of them the emotional empowerment for the emotional capacities which proceed out of the Minas HaTiferet, the emotional attribute of beauty within the human soul. And finally, the last but not least, the Nefesh is from the aspect of Malchus, kingship, meaning reign, meaning once the emanation of the soul power of Nefesh becomes revealed to that person, they can go out and do what they have to do in this world. And unfortunately, we don't have time to go more into this, other than the fact that the Ben Ish Chai, I'm going to kind of like crunch together many concepts, that every person should realize they have a portion of their soul ultimately rooted in original man, Adam HaRishon. Because the soul of Adam HaRishon was inclusive of all the souls of creation. And for those who are seeking spiritual enlightenment, it will be worth their while to make prayers to the Most High that they want to have make a soul connection. And there's nothing wrong with it, to get an empowerment from all of our unique, original ancestor, Adam HaRishon, original man. We'll conclude the show on this, Blessed Souls, from a teaching from the Lubavitch Rebbe. And again, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to all the points here. I made 24 points, which I think are very salient, plucking out from a teaching from the Rebbe from Tovshin Yud Ches, 1958 or 1957. As of this coming Blessed Shabbat, it will be 54 years since the Rebbe had delivered this teaching. And so I'm plucking out concepts that he discussed, hopefully to make it more accessible, because the teaching is in Hebrew, a little bit Yiddish and Aramaic, and most of the people listening don't know those languages. And hopefully in the future you'll have access to them if you want to, Blessed Souls. So here we go, plucking out from a teaching from the Lubavitch Rebbe, from a Hasidic discourse known as a Maimar. Point one, Blessed Souls, there is a teaching from King David in Psalms 112, verse 9, quote, "He distributed widely to the greatly impoverished. His righteousness endures forever," unquote. What type of person helps the very poor, Blessed Souls? The one who fears the Most High and greatly desires the Most High's Creator's commandments. Learn more about that. See the source of that in that very same psalm that we started with, Psalm 112, verse 1. So Admon HaZaken, the first Rebbe of Chabad, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi, we talked about briefly at the beginning of the show, and we quoted from chapter 32, that mercies nullify hatred and arouse love, taught that the virtues of tzedakah, charity, acts of righteousness, and acts of kindness are more enduring than all love, fear, and attachment to the Most High Creator. That's very interesting because, blessed as we talked about before from the teaching of Rav Hillel Meir Parich, that love and fear are in fact qualities of life. So we can sort of learn out, I humbly suggest, that the act of charity, tzedakah, is not only a quality of life. If according to the teaching of the Alter Rebbe, it's more enduring than love and fear, then it's a higher, the life of giving to one's fellow human being is a higher quality of life than even one's love, fear, and we mentioned before, the faith in the Most High. Of course, we're not going to dissuade people from not loving and fearing and having faith in the Most High, but to integrate into one's lifestyle the aspect of giving. If one can give physically, one can give spiritually. One can spiritually empower people with kind speech. If one can give money, one can help a person cross the street, visit the sick in the hospital, help people who need empowerment. We can go on and on, but I think most of you understand what I'm trying to say. Now, Blessed Souls, however, we're going to take a giant step back from the declaration of what constitutes righteousness on the level that it's enduring and be given a brief glimpse into the mechanics of this blessed creation. Of course, this is within the perspective of the inner dimensions of Torah, Chassidut. And by the way, blessed souls, today is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah, the new year of Torah Chassidut. The Creator, within the context of His supernal wisdom and understanding, established 10 divine conduits for channeling Elokut, divinity, into blessed creation. One of these conduits is Chesed, which is endless dispersions of kindness, of divine, or I should say divinity, Elokut, into the blessed creation. This divine attribute of Chesed corresponds to the attribute, ultimately, of Atmuto, of the Ein Sof, the infinite, the essence of the infinite one, as well as the world of intellect. However, blessed souls, concerning any type of revelation, it must be preceded within the context of we as receivers of these revelations. I mean, we should not restrict the Most High into any sort of configuration of what He had to do, but as much as He controls and, so to speak, divinely manipulates, or is the source of divine manipulation, He has decreed within His blessed, you know, desire and will and mercies for the creation, that when there's interaction between His essence through the essence of His light or self-awareness, that we now, in the mode of receivers, must understand that as things proceed down from His essence, there is a contraction that manifests that causes an existential, an eternal existential absence of previous consciousness or flooded consciousness, which precludes true focus of what is contained within future flooded consciousness. I said a lot, so you have to think about that one, blessed souls. Following the contraction of the two previous general qualities of consciousness, there is a jump starting into new consciousness revealed via mere lines of strings of consciousness. So to speak, string lines of consciousness. You may ask, blessed souls, why must newly attained consciousness be accessed via the divine glimmer of a ray or divine string, which is not a theory? Consider this, blessed souls, the essence of the Creator encompasses any conceptualization of worlds, because that essence of the Creator, the Atzmuto Sovir Ka'amin, the essence of that consciousness which encompasses all worlds, is just that. It cannot be contained. It is too much for any vessel generated within the context of receivers to internalize that type of awareness. And even within the pristine world of intellect, Olam Atzilut itself, the world of intellect, the divine world of intellect, can access the revelation of the essence of this light that encompasses all worlds emanating out of the Creator by normative chaining down of a myriad of cause and effect relationships. In truth, the Creator's essence and revelation of Creator's attributes of infinity is not containable in the divine conduits of creation, which is alluding to the Sefirot of Chachma until Malchus, the attribute of kingship. Now, blessed souls, we're running down to about a minute, so the show will go off the air, but I'll still keep on recording, and plus we'll hope to add a little music from blessed musician David Dohm called Humility. So I hope you'll listen to the archive version for those of you who are losing about. So those vessels, or bodies of emanation, the Esser Sfirot, the 10 conduits, divine sources of refracting divine light within the context of a rectified symmetry, were brought out from a concealed level of divinity into a revealed level of divinity, is for the purpose of that very string array of divine consciousness, now to be contained within the divine world of intellect, Olam Atzilut, which is empowered then, that string of ray can now downwardly project and disseminate into the worlds of thought, speech, and action, Olam Makshava, Dibor, and Maisa. Another path from within the perspective of Gilei Or, revelation of light, of intellectual consciousness, is related to the service of Israel upon this blessed earth. Our love of the Creator, our sense of attachment to the Creator, increases the amount of revelation within Olam Atzilut, the world of intellect. Nevertheless, the indwelling of the light of the infinite Creator within the 10 divine conduits, Eser Sfirot, from wisdom until kingship, as pristine and as absolutely perfect as it may seem, from our, let's admit our quite fragile human intelligence perspective, is not the first intention that arose within the Creator's divinely decreed will to do good for the Creator's creation. That is for us, blessed souls, the whole intent, the original and final intent of the creation, that He, who is the source of good and does good for the creation, wants us to carry out all this consciousness into the creation that I'm sharing with you right now, blessed souls, or that we should be good and do good. But let's not forget, blessed souls, for that which is beyond human perception, experience, thought, intellect, and speech, where there is in fact an essence of human existence, the soul, which we talked a little about before, the divine image, the Tzelem Elokim, soul essence, which towers way above, beyond divine image consciousness. Our perception, tangibly human blessed souls, is like a seal. Or I should say one perceptible, I'm sorry, let me start again, blessed souls. One perception, tangibly human, blessed souls, is like, say, like a seal applied to a document to back up its authenticity. And there's two general types of seals that exist. Most people are aware of them. There is a type of seal whose letters are sunken inwardly. Therefore, when applied to the document, the content of the seal's letters protrude outwardly. You've seen this perhaps on college degrees, or a notary public will stamp a document for you, for a marriage contract and similar matters. So I think you can understand that, blessed souls. That's one presentation of the seal, S-E-A-L, not like the animal seal, or the Navy seal for that matter. But going further, as well, we can see, blessed souls, that when the letters of the seal protrude outwardly, when the soul is stamped upon a document, the seal's letters are imprinted inwardly upon the document, or on the wax where the seal was applied. Now, take a leap within your blessed mind to consider the axiomatic principles of the two types of seals that we talked about that authenticate a document, to the type of seal that authenticates your service towards the Creator of all creation. When the letters of the seal of your thoughts, speech, and action protrude outwardly, you are penetrating into a type of love which, like a fire escaping the inner regions of, say, a burning coal, which seeks to escape, surges forwardly and outwardly. That fire of your soul being channeled, being the soul faculties of your speech, thought, and actions, elicit varying degrees of consciousness, lights, orot, giloyim, which become revelations, which become tangibly enclosed in the vessels of cause and effect relationships within the order of creation. However, when the seal of your efforts, blessed soul, is sunken inwardly, associated with being generated by a love like water, fluid, simple fluid, emanating from the upper regions of your superconsciousness and descending upon your human intellect now being subdued by a higher perception, becomes a vessel for revealing consciousness that is higher than that of normative consciousness of other human beings. And your awareness protrudes outwardly like the love of Abraham. And that love of Abraham was mentioned in a prophetic teaching in Isaiah 41:8, Yeshayahu HaNavi, Navi Gula, the prophet of redemption, where the Most High told Yeshayahu, Isaiah, to tell the peoples of the world, Abraham who loved me, because Abraham tapped in that type of love. Now, blessed souls, with that being said, this idea of drawing down lights higher than consciousness or higher than vessels is also produced not by having the most outwardly, you know, inner knowledge of the Creator and all the mechanics that we talked about, which I'm sure for many people hearing the live version or the archive version would have great difficulty with the teaching, but that's okay. I'm here to share with you things that you never even thought you would hear, but you will be hearing hopefully more and more as you get closer and closer to the universal redemption, blessed souls. And therefore, what is accessible to drawing down this light, which is higher than normal normative enclosed in vessels, can be accomplished by two ways. One, by giving tzedakah, which we talked about at the beginning. Remember, we talked about being a quality of life, a higher quality of life, which involves, which includes the other levels of life, qualities of life, of love, fear, and faith. And then also another conduit for drawing down consciousness higher than normative consciousness is the act of returning to the Most High, called tshuva. Tshuva, simply spoken out, means repentance, but also means to return. And the essence of teshuva begins in the heart, of returning to the Most High and turning away from one's negative thought, speech, and action patterns that have been, which seem to be ingrained into a person like the cement that is congealed upon the sidewalk one walks upon. But have no fear, blessed souls, because the basic pedestal, the basic empowerment that you can experience by wanting to draw down consciousness higher than normative human consciousness, because we need to do that right now, blessed souls. It's not about being a Republican. It's not about being a Democrat. It's not about being a Tea Party member. It's not about being this faith or that faith. It's about connecting to the instructions of the Most High, which we humbly submit to everyone, is connected to a way of life, not a religion. And because we are poverty-stricken with the English language, we try to explain sometimes divine concepts. So we say, is this religion or that faith? But it's about a way of life, a derech chayim. But the way to help us return to the Most High, blessed souls, is through the pathway of a nivut, of humility. So we're going to end the show right now, blessed souls, with a song called Humility by Blessed Brother David Dohm out in England. And this song is about helping you get to that point where you want to return. We all want to return, because the Mashiach, the Messiah of Israel and the world, shall lead the world in tshuva, in returning to the Most High. Ahav echad, one love, goral echad, one destiny of kolonim for all of us, b'darchi nom darchi shalom, in a peaceful, pleasant way, blessed souls. Take care, and hopefully to be continued. Hopefully I will have the merit to meet Breslev Rav, Rav Laser Brody tonight, who is well-versed in teaching about Amun of faith. And I look forward to meeting him, and hopefully in our next show, hopefully, coming up this coming Sunday, which we will hopefully go into the 116th edition of Soul Class, In Search of Ancient Authentic Torah, I'll reflect on some of the things that I learned from Rav Brody. Share with you all blessed souls, within the context of blessed time, space, and soul, keep it whole. L'hamshich, to be continued, but Berchus Hashem Yisparech. The blessings of the Most High may be blessed. Yeah.
Peace and hope that your response begins.